It's an intersection of these senses, an exploration in words regarding an integral part of our daily life. That's food writing. James Beard Award-winning culinary writer and memoirist Crescent Dragon Wagon presents a class at the Brightwater Culinary Institute of Northwest Arkansas Community College for the spring semester. With upwards of 50 books under Crescent Dragon Wagon's belt in many genres, her particular love of food writing stems from yakking on the phone as a teenager.
In the house where I grew up, all the cookbooks happened to be next to the downstairs telephone. And one of the cookbooks had a very unusual title, which was How to Cook a Wolf. And it was by the writer M.F.K. Fisher. And so when I was on phone calls that didn't fully engage me, I would kind of flip through the cookbooks. And one day I flipped through How to Cook a Wolf. And it was truly, it was food writing about life. It was about people she knew, and the title derived from the phrase, there's a whining at the threshold, there's a scratching on the floor, to work for heaven's name, the wolf is at the door. And M.F.K. Fisher had survived the war and the Depression, and so it was a book about eating well and wisely under limited circumstances. But it was sensual writing and funny and full of characters and full of adventures and romances and places she had lived. It was, each chapter was like a short story, almost with just a couple of recipes in it. So that was my first exposure to that kind of writing. And I quickly saw that because food is one essential piece of the contract of life, it was a really easy way to open the door to understanding life through food.
In her food writing course, Crescent Dragon Wagon will explore nuances of all types of food writing, whether it's restaurant reviews, recipes, personal essays, or even blog entries.
What I hope that anyone who takes any writing class with me experiences, first of all, is that they get access to their own experiences, to their life. Most people tend to think that, you know, they can't write about anything because they haven't had an adventurous enough life, and they don't realize that their own lives have plenty of adventure. It just might seem sort of commonplace to them. So I help people access their material is one of the main things that I do, and that usually astounds people. They, you know, people usually start out with stories that they feel they're just burning to tell, and then they discover that in addition to those, there are also stories that are burning to be told through them that they might have no idea of on the front end. And so I love assisting and being part of that journey of discovery with people. After that point, it is mediating several things. First, you know, getting comfortable with the practice of writing as such. And again, you know, having access to their own material. And then you begin to stir in what you thought you wanted to do when whatever thing it is that brought you to the class. So in that particular class, maybe what they want to do is learn how to write an accurate recipe that reaches the gold standard of recipes, which is reproducible results. And it is not as simple as you think to simply do a recipe with that if the person follows it, if their stove is calibrated, that they will actually be able to do it. And not everyone that picks up a cookbook has what we might call culinary literacy. So how much you tell, the order in which you list the ingredients, the order in which you list the steps. When I write a recipe, I do an astounding amount of cutting and pasting and moving to really go through logically how something is made. And, you know, I can tell you a recipe you know, very, oh, you know, you melt the butter in the pan, and I usually use ghee instead of butter, and then you throw in a little bit of onion, and then you add the garlic at the end, and then, you know, I can walk through a recipe verbally, but to write it in such a way that it really is reproducible is a challenge, is one of those things that is deceptively, it looks deceptively easy if it's done right, but it's actually hard. And that is yet, that is really only the very, very first part of writing about food, and not all food writing includes recipes. So you go from that hyper-technical, exacting writing in a recipe, the directions and the ingredients, the precision, to the invitational and sensual in the head note, and the informational in the sidebar. And then from there, you know, I'm a teacher who works very much with the class that is right in front of me. So to some extent, it will depend on what they are there for. So let's say I have somebody in the class who is growing persimmons or hopes to have a shiitake mushroom operation in the Ozarks, and they're wondering how they might promote what they're doing. So I might work with them, helping them develop their own material for other forms of food media, not just recipes, but a website, how they tell their story, what made them decide to grow persimmons or shiitakes. There are restaurateurs. Do they want to do a cookbook? Do they want to, you know, do they want to write articles? All of those things are possible. Or let's say it's somebody who dreams of being a restaurant reviewer. Well, what basis do you do that on? How long should it, you know, from small questions to how long, to larger questions of, you know, how many tries do you give it? How does service weigh in as opposed to the food quality? How do you judge the food quality? How do you judge cuisines that you might never have eaten before? How do you interview restaurant owners if you go in that direction? Because I'm such a curious person myself, you know, I just have always gotten so deeply interested in various things that they become like obsessions for me for a while. And I'm very fortunate to be able to write because it allows me not to be a dilettante, to legitimately plunge into whatever it is for a while and then move on.
Crescent Dragon Wagon's class, Writing the World Through Food, will be held Tuesday evenings beginning January 16th at Brightwater Culinary Institute in Bentonville. For more information on the class, which is open to all, visit the Northwest Arkansas Community College's website. That's nwacc.edu. For the KUIF Arts Beat, this is Katie Henriksen.